From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting a frantic rush for voters in so-called battleground states. There's only 3 days until America casts its ballots, and Republican Donald Trump and Democratic Hillary Clinton are racking up the air miles. In Wilmington, North Carolina, Trump told supporters he has upset the establishment.
And this was an easy decision. I went from being the ultimate insider to being an outsider like they've never seen before. We are doing so well. This is a movement like they've never, ever seen before.
Hillary Clinton had to shorten her remarks to supporters in Florida because of a torrential rainstorm, but she still called for everyone to get out and get out the vote on Tuesday.
As your Secretary of State, I traveled to 112 countries. I stood up for human rights, women's rights, worker rights, and LGBT rights. I have spent my career fighting for kids and families, and if you elect me, that's what I'll keep doing.
Clinton is scheduled to campaign in Philadelphia Saturday night, where she will appear with pop singer Katy Perry. Trump has campaign stops in Nevada and Colorado. He also plans to go to Minnesota and Michigan, as well as Pennsylvania, on Sunday. Newly released voting figures show 33 million Americans have already cast their ballots for the next president. The U.S. military says that this week's deadly clashes with Taliban insurgents in northern Afghanistan very likely harmed civilians. Provincial authorities say Thursday's pre-dawn joint counterinsurgency airstrikes near the northern city of Kunduz killed 33 civilians, at least half of them children. This is VOA News.